Okay, our friends. So how about a fairy tale? Yes, we love fairy tales. Let's do a traditional one. Let's do Cinderella. What do you say? Mm-hmm. Only instead of how about we twist it? How about instead of reading Cinderella, we read Cinderella with dogs? Oh yeah, it's a book. It is a real book. We've got it. Mm-hmm. Cinderella with Dogs was written by Linda Bailey. It's illustrated by Freya Harthus. I can't wait to read it. I have a feeling like it's going to be really good. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. I will link this book on my Amazon affiliates page, which you can find the link in my bio, or you can always just go into Amazon and type in Storytime with Philip and Mommy and find us. And you can get a copy of this book and read along because you're not going to want to miss it. It is a hoot and a half. So let's read it. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Mommy's Worst Nightmare.
Whoa. That was so epic when you said that. Say it again.
Mommy's Worst Nightmare.
Wow. Epic. You are piles of laundry that haven't been folded?
No, I have a stinking sword. Are you kidding?
You are piles of laundry that haven't been folded with a sword?
No, I'm not even a pile of laundry.
That's my worst nightmare.
Your worst nightmare is the dark.
The dark night. Well, that's true too. Well, I hope that you enjoy this story. Your night ship. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. Poor Cinderella, lonely and sad, was sweeping the ashes from the fireplace. Everyone else had gone off to the ball to dance. She had to stay home and work. Poor Cinderella never went anywhere. She never had a single bit of fun. Ever. If only I had a fairy godmother, she said. Suddenly, the door flew open.
Here I am, cried the visitor. Your fairy dog mother. Woof!
Cinderella gasped.
This is starting to get weird. I thought it was fairy godmother, not fairy dog mother.
Cinderella gasped.
Did you say dog, mother?
I did indeed, said the visitor.
Oh, dear, said Cinderella. I'm supposed to have a fairy godmother, not a fairy dog mother.
The dog hung her head.
You mean you don't want me?
Cinderella knew how it felt to be unwanted. She also happened to be very fond of dogs.
I suppose we could give it a try, she said.
Oh, good, said the dog, because you need some cheering up. Let's chase squirrels.
Squirrels?
Asked Cinderella, but she followed the dog outside, and soon they were chasing squirrels all over the lawn. Cinderella was surprised to find that she did feel more cheerful. It was the first time she'd been outside in weeks.
I have a hunting dog that helps me go hunting when we need deer to eat.
Dogs can be very useful, can't they?
That was fun,
she told her fairy dog mother.
But aren't you going to get me ready for the ball?
The dog got very excited.
Ball? Ball? Where? Fetch!
Not that kind of ball,
said Cinderella.
It's the fancy kind where you dance. You're supposed to dress me up.
I am? Said the dog. Well, why didn't you say so?
She reached into her tutu, pulled out a magic wand, and waved it at Cinderella.
Woof! Poof!
Holy moly!
Said Cinderella.
What's this? looks like an old dog blanket.
And it really does, friends. It's got fluff on it and paw prints and strange stitching.
That's exactly what it is,
said the fairy dog mother.
Doesn't it smell divine?
Cinderella gave it a sniff. Ugh, it wasn't a regular ball gown, but it was cozy. And she did love the fleecy bits, so she smiled.
Perfect,
the fairy dog mother said.
Now your hair.
She waved her wand again. Woof, poof. Cinderella ran to a mirror. Oh my goodness, she said. I look like a poodle.
You do, cried the dog. I'm so jealous.
What about shoes? Asked Cinderella.
Overrated, said the fairy dog mother. Somebody put booties on me once. They just fall right off.
Cinderella shook her head. I can't go to the ball barefoot.
Very well,
said the dog, reaching into her tutu again.
I still have a couple of those booties. You look fabulous, said the fairy dog mother. Time to go.
Go? Cinderella asked. Aren't you supposed to make me a fancy carriage with horses and footmen?
I suppose I could, said the dog. But it's so much more fun to run. Wouldn't you like a good run and a grand old howl all the way?
As it so happened, Cinderella was very fond of running, and chasing the squirrels had reminded her. She had never tried howling before. But there was a full moon that night, and when the fairy dog mother burst into howls, it seemed natural for Cinderella to join in. And we see them all doing so. The fairy dog mother says, ow, and Cinderella says, ow, even the cat racing after them says, meow, meow, meow. And that's how Cinderella entered the ball, running and howling with puffy poodle hair and dressed in a wild woolly gown. And everyone froze in shock. The king and the queen and the prince and the princesses and the duchess and the earls and the lords and the ladies in waiting. A few people even fainted. But the king and the queen did not faint, nor did the prince or the princess. That's because the royal family loved dogs, and they had dozens of them. In fact, they couldn't get enough of them. At that very moment, the royal dogs ran in, and Cinderella dropped to the floor and gave each dog a hug.
She's a marvel, said the king. I adore her, said the queen.
Love the hair, said the princess.
Yowzers, cried the prince. She's amazing.
And he asked her to dance, and she said yes, and round they danced all evening, and the dogs danced too, and the prince was enchanted. But when the ball ended, they had to say goodbye, and that's when one of Cinderella's booties fell off.
Look, said the prince as he picked it up, I will keep this precious slipper so that I can find you again.
Cinderella laughed.
Don't worry, she said. Your dogs will find me anywhere.
Because they can smell, right? Yeah. And she was right. The very next day, the dogs tracked her down, and of course, the booty fit her foot. And of course, the prince asked her to marry him.
Well, thanks, said Cinderella, but I hardly know you. Why don't we have some fun together instead? Have you ever chased squirrels?
And that's just what they did. The prince and Cinderella and a bunch of dogs are chasing after the squirrel, and it's very silly. And that, my friends, is...
the end.
Say it with me. Yep. The end.
Wait, why did I take my helmet off?
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.